This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Bihar's Mukhyamantri Mahila Rojgar Yojana today via video conferencing. At the program, Prime Minister will also directly transfer 10,000 rupees each into the bank accounts of 75 lakh women across Bihar. In a statement, the PMO said that this initiative by Bihar government is aimed at making women Atmanirbhar and promoting the empowerment of women through self-employment and livelihood opportunities. The scheme will be community-driven and provide financial support and training to the beneficiary women by connecting them with self-help groups. The assistance will enable the beneficiaries to start employment or livelihood activities of their choice and foster economic independence and social empowerment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India has a triple strength of diversity, demand and scale in the food sector. Addressing the World Food India 2025 program in New Delhi last evening, the Prime Minister said India is the most attractive investment destination due to diversity, demand and innovation. He said India has continuously been contributing to global food security.
आज दुनिया और खासकर फूड सेक्टर से जुड़ा इन्वेस्टर बहुत उम्मीद से देख रहा है क्योंकि भारत के पास डाइवर्सिटी डिमांड और स्केल की तिहरी शक्ति है भारत में हर अनाज की हर फल और सब्जी की पैदावार होती है इस डाइवर्सिटी की वजह से भारत दुनिया में सबसे खास है भारत में विभिन्न तरह के खानों की जबरदस्त डिमांड होती है ये डिमांड भारत को एक कॉम्पिटिटिव एज देती है और इन्वेस्टर के लिए भारत को एक प्रीफर्ड डेस्टिनेशन भी बनाती है
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stressed on the correlation between international peace and global development at the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting in New York. In his address, Dr. Jaishankar said the cost, especially to the global south in the terms of energy, food and fertilizer security, was starkly demonstrated by ongoing conflicts, particularly in Ukraine and Gaza. He highlighted that apart from jeopardizing supplies and logistics, access and costs themselves become pressure points on nations. Dr. Jaishankar also called terrorism a persistent threat to development. It is imperative that the world display neither tolerance nor accommodation to terrorist activities, it added. External Affairs Ministry has informed that 3 container loads of relief material reached Kabul, Afghanistan, via the Chabahar port and were handed over to Afghan authorities. The assistance is part of India's ongoing humanitarian support following the recent earthquake in the region. The consignment included food items, water purifiers, protein powder, tin sheets, sleeping bags, hygiene kits, water storage tanks, generator sets, family tents, blankets, essential medicines and other medical supplies. In Nepal, the Election Commission has announced that the collection and updating of the voter roll will continue until mid-November for citizens who turn 18 by March 4th next year. The decision was taken at a meeting of the Commission yesterday, following an ordinance issued by President Ramachandra Podel. Earlier, the registration process had been halted after June 30th due to the Rupan Dehi by-elections. In cricket, Pakistan sealed the final spot by defeating Bangladesh by 11 runs in the Super 4 clash of the Asia Cup 2025 in Dubai tonight. With this win, Pakistan will now face India in the summit clash on Sunday. Remarkably, for the first time in 17 editions of the Asia Cup, India and Pakistan will clash in the final. Opting to bowl first, Bangladesh started brilliantly with the ball, particularly in the first 10 overs, and reduced Pakistan to 49 for 5 at one stage. However, crucial cameo from Mohammad Harris, who scored 31, Mohammad Nawaz, who had a 25, and Shaheen Afridi, who chipped in with 19, helped Pakistan recover to 135 for 8 in their 20 overs. In reply, Bangladesh never quite found momentum as Pakistan mounted a superb comeback with the ball. The relentless pressure and incisive bowling restricted Bangladesh to 124 for 9 and they eventually fell 11 runs short of the target. Meanwhile, in another Super 4 encounter before the finals, India will face Sri Lanka in the third match of the stage today in Dubai. In ISSF Junior World Cup, Indian shooters clinched all 3 podium spots in the women's 50-meter prone rifle shooting event at the Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.